Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The implementation of the landmark April 19th agreement between Kosovo and Serbia to normalize relations is moving ahead. This agreement, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Susan Rice, strengthens Kosovo and Serbia's futures as multi-ethnic democracies based on the rule of law and respect for human rights, and as neighbors on the path toward European integration. The governments of Kosovo and Serbia need to cooperate with the European Union rule of law mission in Kosovo and the NATO-led Kosovo force in order to advance implementation and ensure safety and security during the transition phase. The legislatures of both countries also need to take necessary steps in support of this agreement. The agreement provides a durable solution for northern Kosovo within Kosovo's legal and institutional framework and reaffirms far-reaching municipal self-governance for ethnic Serbs and other communities living in the north. Free, fair, and orderly municipal elections this fall will be another essential step along this path. At the same time, the U.S. remains concerned about the threats of violence and irresponsible rhetoric from hardliners who are personally vested in maintaining the status quo. The U.S. encourages the governments of Kosovo and Serbia to continue reaching out to explain the agreement and its benefits to their citizens. By resolving political differences through dialogue and compromise, and by fully and expeditiously implementing the agreement on normalization of relations, Kosovo and Serbia can set an example for the region. Putting aside their differences will allow both countries to focus on implementing reforms, boosting economic growth, and improving the lives of their citizens. The United States looks forward to continued progress by both countries as they demonstrate that cooperation remains the best path to peace and prosperity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.